Good morning and welcome to the NBA Daily Ding here on the Athletic NBA Show. I am Jared Weiss. I'm joined by Trayvon Edwards. We have Brian Smith on the boards for this one. And Trey, I'm from fucking Memphis, asshole. Ja Morant leading it for the Grizzlies, 116 to 108. Just an epic Ja evening.
Ja, he said, I'm him. He is. He's arrived. I mean, there was questions whether he was going to be an all-star this season. I think he stamped, solidified. I mean, Steph had a triple-double, but wasn't the best night. And the Warriors looked kind of out of sync without Dre out there early on. And, you know, they fall back and, you know, had a chance to make it a game. But, you know, Ja was, had a couple layups down the stretch. And, man, he's must-see TV.
Yeah, I mean, what makes Ja special is very end of the game. I feel like we're used to a lot of guys throughout the league. They get to jumpers at the end of the game, and you know they're just kind of catching hot from three. They're getting to their mid-range. Ja, when he closes out the game, it's like the most incredible acrobatic layups. The one he had at the end where he jumps early off the wrong foot, is holding off a defender with his right hand and just has that big scoop layup with the left hand that ended up being basically the clincher. The degree of difficulty in the shots that he's hitting, it's almost LeBron-esque. It was kind of like reminiscent of when LeBron, every single time, or Russ, when he was still efficient and good, it's like every time they would close out the game, it would be them just driving through a triple team and there's nothing the defense can do to stop them.
Yeah, I mean, once he gets it going, good luck, you know, and Steph made a comment about, like, it's been a joy to watch the rise of Ja Morant. You know what I mean? Like, he's continued to get better against every team. And this Memphis team is very scrappy. If you don't get on them, they'll punch you in the mouth. And they stay consistent. They, you know, if this was a year or two ago, they're fighting to stay alive. They're not keeping leads. This team is just going to continue to be getting better. And not only if they're going to be, like, a tough first-round matchup, they're going to win a series.
It's funny because right before we started recording this, a friend of mine who listens to the show is saying, don't overhype the Grizzlies. Don't do the thing where everyone always overhypes it. And, you know, we build these huge narratives. But I'm sorry, this Grizzlies team, everybody wants them to be a contender because they're so enjoyable to watch. And the way they're playing at this point and the sustained excellence that Ja is having and the way that Triple J is starting to kind of come into his feel a little bit here. Zaire Williams giving them a good game, which was really crucial. Tyus Jones playing really good backup point guard. It's like they have the depth of rotation that makes you think they are, you know, probably not regularly at the Warriors' Suns level of contenderness, but definitely kind of at the bottom of that top tier, or definitely knocking on the door of that top tier in the West. I'm not going to go a show without getting to talk about Klay Thompson because I wasn't there for the first Klay game, but it was fun to watch Klay because he's on his minutes limit. He's playing these short spurts. He sits for a while. He came back out in crunch time, had a few crucial buckets that kind of helped the Warriors keep this one close.
It's been great to see Klay out there. I mean, I think it's the most I've seen Klay dribble or attack the rim in his entire career. This man's fearless. So it's just motivating, especially, you know, with his debut game and then now to be back out there, and hopefully, you know, he has a remaining healthy season.
Yeah, it's funny. There was a moment late in the game where he got the rebound and started pushing and transition, and he was hitting the ball pretty nicely for a few dribbles before he fumbled it. But I'm watching him go. I'm like, I forgot Klay Thompson can actually put the ball on the floor and move with grace, because you just see him as more of a standstill guy 99% of the time that he's touching the ball. Heading up to an empty, almost empty arena in Toronto, the Suns beat the Raptors 99-95. And we're going to start with Devin Booker, but not about basketball. We're going to talk about what I thought was some bullshit, which was the Raptors mascot is the only dude out there, or dudette. I don't know if the mascot has a gender, but the only dinosaur out there in the stands behind the hoop as Book is trying to hit the free throws to clinch a game. And the Raptors, you know, hoot and hollering or whatever it is the Raptors do. And Book gets really pissed off and basically has the ref kick the Raptor out of the stands. I think that's some BS because it's like there's usually 10,000 people back there doing the same thing.
It's an advantage when you really think of it. You know, if they can't have fans, then the Raptors shouldn't have home court advantage in that situation. Even though Book has played in an SEC game that's been like ridiculously loud. I don't think this would just throw off his concentration, but very hilarious for us to cover the Raptors mascot being sent to, you know, the corner while the free throws are being taken.
I mean, it's a fascinating psychological experiment there, because it's funny how there can be thousands and thousands of fans screaming, but it kind of becomes a white noise. You don't really notice it. You know, if there's every single fan is waving their arms, then it kind of, you're kind of used to it. Then there's this one little Raptor just out there in the crowd, or like out there in the emptiness. And I've never seen a dude get thrown off like that at the free throw line before. Okay, that's enough about that. That was the best defense the Raptors played all night, but that, actually they were pretty good. But Phoenix, it's annoying talking about the Suns because we do these short segments, and it's not like there's one guy that stands out with them. It's, you know, Jay Crowder had a good shooting night. Chris Ball had a 15-12 night. DeAndre Ayton was super efficient. It's the Suns are just such a well-oiled machine. You kind of don't even notice them winning the game.
I want to give credit to the Raptors. I mean, the Suns were just better, but, you know, the Raptors' big three had 21 from VanVleet, 25 from Abdenabi, and Spicy P had 22. It was closer than what it is, you know, and I thought the Suns did a great job making some smart plays. And I don't know if that's Chris Paul or the coaching staff or the Suns of, like, fouling before them giving them an attempt to shoot, you know, and tying the game or potentially, you know, throwing it off and winning it, you know. So every time the Raptors tried to get a chance to tie the game, they would foul them and stretch the game out, obviously, in a 10-second span. But that's the type of team the Suns are. And, you know, the Raptors are still young and they're going to be able to figure it out. But a tough loss for them.
Yeah, I mean, we had every one of the key guys from each team scoring at the end of this game. You know, it was Book coming off of a little curl on an inbound with a minute left to give Phoenix a lead. Then CP coming through the lane and hitting that kind of quick little pull up that he hits from the right free throw line, extended every single time. And credit to OG Anunoby, hit a huge three to keep it close. And then I think it was blew by Jay Crowder at the very end to get to the rack. So that made it a 1-point game. It was just Phoenix just never missed and just kept holding it down at the end. But these two teams were definitely neck and neck. Out in New Orleans, the Wolves fell to the Pelicans 128-125 on a Brandon Ingram game winner. We had a phenomenal battle between Ingram and Ant in the end of this game. And that was huge for the Pelicans, who have just had the roughest season this year.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been great. No Zion, couple injuries, guys been out, you know, new coach, still trying to figure things out and push through and get guys to, you know, suit up and be motivated. And this game winner by BI is the rare bright spot of this season.
I like that. The rare bright spot of the season, because it might be the only bright spot of the season. There's very few of these, but it was Ingram hitting just really impressive contested threes in the final minute. Anthony Edwards did a really great job of being really patient, controlling his dribble and just kind of carving his way through the defense. He's gotten so much better at that this year. He's really taking a step forward, and the Wolves are taking a step forward. I mean, they are consistently in these games when they have their, you know, they have their full starting lineup out there, where Jared Vanderbilt is playing next to Karl Anthony Towns. They've actually had a good starting lineup and they've been a pretty good team. It's not like losing by three to the Pelicans is exactly the kind of, you know, bar you're trying to set yourself for your team to measure whether or not you're good. But I feel like watching this game, the Wolves are kind of confirming to me that they're a fringe playoff team and they're actually improving.
Out of all the years, I think this structure of this team, guys know their roles, guys know what they're supposed to do. And I think, like, with Ant-Man, like, being aggressive, he's been playing pretty well, and I don't know if he's trying to make an all-star push or not, but, you know, the numbers have been great, and then, you know, obviously Towns has been playing well, so, you know, it's good for Minnesota basketball.
I haven't heard that sentence in a long time, but that's going to do it. I'm Jared Weiss, he's Trayvon Edwards, Brian Smith on the boards for us. Do not forget to subscribe to The Athletic at theathletic.com/ding. You can hear all of my coverage of the NBA and the Celtics over there. Or you can read it. You can obviously hear it there as well. Don't forget to subscribe to The Athletic NBA Show on Spotify, Apple Pods, Stitcher, wherever you find your podcasts. Trey, take us out of here.
Ding, ding.